Wisconsin, and probably the tougher side of the draw. They had overcome Terrem in the semi-final, so they came along the tougher route, I would say. You know, we've won the league, but the league counts for nothing.
Yeah, and I suppose is a lot of the league played without your county players as well, is it?
The vast majority was played without only two or three games with county players.
Yeah, so obviously that's good in one sense, obviously, that you have a squad of players without your county players, because, as we know, you have had four key county players, your own two daughters, Kira and Niamh, of course, and Sarah Jane McDonald as well, and Blahi McLaughlin.
Blahi McLaughlin and Aoife McColgan, so we have five in the panel there.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of you defeated St Noel's in the semi-final.
Yeah, that was a one leg match. We beat them down, didn't feel for the return leg.
A little bit for rusty. Maybe the determine coming through, the getting the more difficult test.
Yeah, well, the only thing that stands to us a wee bit in the last two or three games, we had Glenfinn in the league at home and Terrem in the league away. You know, so we had two decent matches there, two good matches. Sharpens up a wee bit, I hope.
Yeah. So the Donegal Championship down really to four teams now.
Yeah, senior championship was only four in the senior championship.
Yeah, so that's a bit disappointing, I'm sure, from an overall perspective.
Yeah, it is, but probably, I wouldn't like to say it, but they're likely in a slightly higher level to the other teams, you know.
And tell me, you won it, as I said, in 2016. Still quite a few of that team, I'm sure.
Yeah, the vast majority of the team were there in 2016. We have a few younger girls on now that played minor last year and went in the panel 2 years ago, you know, but... And,
who are they?
Clodagh and Niamh Skelly and Eve Faulkner. They wouldn't have been about 2 years ago.
Yeah, and of course you've enjoyed a good deal of success at underage as well.
Yeah, we have. We've won, I'd say, probably four or five of the last minor titles. I just don't know exactly, but we've had good minor teams the past few years. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously they do come through quicker in ladies football from minor grade than they do in men's football, so obviously a lot of those girls coming through in the last couple of years as well.
Oh yeah, they come through well, but the big thing then is that there's a big fall off between minor and senior. You know, a lot of girls, for one reason or another, just give up after minor, you know.
And tell me, obviously, you mentioned Aoife McColgan, Kira and Niamh, two All-Stars, Blahi McLaughlin as well, all members of the Donegal team that won the Ulster Championship this year and reached the All-Ireland semi-final before going down to Cork. Obviously, they're going to backbone your team.
Yeah, you'd expect them to, you know, have a big influence in the players around them. We'll be looking for that bit of leadership from them, you know.
Yeah, and of course, then as you said, you've had the minor success, so big days isn't going to, you know, be a problem for those younger players because they've had them already.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But you just, when a senior county final is much more intimidating than a minor county final. But I think the girls will handle it well.
And talk to me about Glenfinn. Obviously, very little between you, as the scoreboards would tell us in recent weeks and in recent years.
Yeah, there's very little between the teams. Glenfinn are a good team, a very good team. And we have the height of respect for them. They have the height of respect for us, I would say, too. But on the day, you know, it'll just be a wee bit of luck or just a wee call, what we call here or there. That's be a fine margin, I would think.
And how was preparations going in the last couple of weeks?
Preparations are going good. You know, we were half hoping that Niamh McLaughlin might have been fit, but she's out long term with the cruciate, so it's come too early for her, you know.